my drunken southern star. How you tried to hide in darkness, slip from orbit, now you're dangerously close. Come out, come out from all your hiding out. We'll dig in our heels, salute the battlefields where our broken hearts were born. Oh, oh, oh. And the storm clouds are thirsty, I can see them bursting, watch them gather. My broken open child, were we thirsty, thorned with wild eyes? Still we are slaves to the sirens of the salty sea.
Okay.
Ken, seriously, let's get this over with.
Okay, are you satisfied?
No joking around. Here we go.
Well, this is great because Andy Breckman can't sing, and I haven't picked up a guitar in 25 years.
Okay, this is Ken Friedman on guitar. Oh, God, this is really happening. Okay. Starry, starry night.
No, hang on. I like that chord. And I was going to just, like, strum that chord.
Okay, fine, Ken, go.
Like Sid Barrett.
Fine.
You know, just
yeah.
Strum the chord all night long.
No one knows that reference, Ken.
Okay, let's start over.
Okay. Damn that wheel of fate. Okay. Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to Don McLean. How you suffered for your sanity. How you tried to set them free. They would not listen. They did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now.
Okay, you are off the hook.
Thank you very much. Keep pledging. Thank you all.
It's a really soulful performance, Andy. What are you laughing?
Soulful is a funny word.
I thought you nailed that song. Isn't it the original longer, though? There's more verses, right?
What was the occasion? I must have lost a bet.
It had to be some you had to reach a certain pledge level or something. The listeners had to donate a certain level.
You know who the real losers are? The American listening public.
Well, it's over. Our national nightmare is over. You're not singing anymore, Andy. before Andy and Ken, we heard Gregory Alan Isakoff with Southern Star, Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra doing a Bix Beiderbecke number called In a Mist, Bobby Hutcherson with Zuri Dance, and Usi Aika with Hang It, we'll call it. My name's Irwin. I'll be back next Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Ken and Andy.
Did Don McLean just make like 2 cents because you played that song?
No, it's not Sound Exchange Week. No.
Okay, go ahead.
Stay tuned for Dinner at Andy's. They want your help in crafting a punchline for some New Yorker captionless cartoon contest or something. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Dinner at Andy's. And here's your host with the chewing gum, Andy Bruckman, man. You could put your cans on.
Oh, yeah. I knew I was missing something.
Spit out your gum.
It's a cough drop.
Oh.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, so Andy now has to walk around to the other side of the console to grab his cans.
That's a first I usually remember this. How are you doing, Kenny?
I'm doing well. You know, I was doing better until till Jeff Beck died. Where were you when you first heard that Jeff Beck had died?
On the grassy knoll.
There you go.
That's how you do it. That's a callback from 18 years ago.
There you go.
Hey, you want a little comedy helper? You want to try to be a little funnier than you are at the moment?
I would love to.
Anytime you see a headline like that, you rewrite the headline, you Photoshop it. You just insert the word finally. Jeff Beck finally dead at 83.
Oh, that's a good trick.
You can do it with anyone.
Yeah. As long as it's an obituary.
Yeah. Give me another dead celebrity. Go ahead and name one.
Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett, finally dead.
Does it still make sense even if they died a really long time ago?
No. No, so it doesn't.
It really only makes sense if they just died.
Yeah. And that's how to be a little funnier, marginally funnier than you are now. I'm sharing that with you and all the listeners.
Yeah, well, thanks for the comedy tip.
Tip number 403.
What a perfect intro for tonight's program.
Hey, how do we know Jeff Beck? What song would we know that he did?
You know, he was in the Yardbirds.
Oh, okay.
For Your Love. He was in that famous scene in that, what was that movie, Blow Up or Blowout?
Yeah, Blow Up.
Yeah, Blow Up. Remember the scene with him and Jimmy Page? Or
no.
Yeah, the Yardbirds were playing.
Was it some kind of psychedelic London mod party?
Yeah, it was a mod party, and then he threw his guitar into the crowd, and they went berserk and ripped it into pieces.
Was Eric Clapton on screen?
No, I don't think so. It might have just been Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page, or Jimmy Page might not even have been there. I can't remember.
So who's mourning this guy? Who's remembering this guy? You. I know you.
No, I'm not.
18 listeners of WFMU.
Yeah, no, I'm not mourning him. I was never a big fan.
I didn't know enough.
Plus, what's to mourn?
Yeah, he lived a good life.
I didn't know him.
He got more tail than Sinatra?
No way.
Probably.
I don't know about that.
Who do you think got laid more, Jeff Beck or Sinatra? There's our show. Give us a call. Finally, a topic we could all relate to, get excited about.
That's a tough one.
I can't even.
That's a tough one. I mean, Sinatra probably had a longer career.
Are we really going to try to calculate this?
No.
We're going to need a calculator with a bigger memory. What did we do last week?
I don't remember.
My only memory is I had to write a check. I had to send a PayPal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, $35 to Nadia.
A little Nadia.
Yeah, Nadia won.
What a sweetheart.
Oh, yeah, last week was what did you want to get for the holidays that you didn't get?
Hey, here's a question, speaking of little girls.
Yeah.
If you were a kid in Afghanistan right now with the Taliban ruling Afghanistan,
yeah,
would you rather be a boy or a girl?
Wait, are you kidding me?
What would you rather be?
A boy.
No, wrong answer.
Why?
No school. They just canceled school. I got so jealous when I read that story.
But no.
Oh, damn, I was born in the old USA.
No, the problem is no school ever.
Yeah, exactly. Woohoo!
Yeah, I forgot you dropped out.
School's out, baby. That's good news. Why is everybody so upset about that? I bet the girls in Afghanistan, outwardly, they're kind of grumbling, right? Because they're kind of, that's the pose they have to take. But inwardly, when the door's closed, high fives.
Yeah, but the problem is it's not just school. They're also not allowed to read.
Woohoo! Or work. That's the life, baby.
No, no, they're allowed to work.
Yeah.
Don't you worry about that. They're allowed to work. It's called slave labor.
Oh, there's the catch.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew it was too good to be true. Oh, okay, hold on. Can I revise my answer then?
Yeah, go ahead.
Boy. I'd rather be a boy in Afghanistan.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm glad the joke has a happy ending.
Hey, speaking of jokes.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. There's your segue.
Yeah, perfect segue to tonight's program.
We blindly stumbled onto a segue.
I think you and I are both fans of the New Yorker Cartoon Caption Contest.
It's always an embarrassment. I'm supposed to be a professional comedy writer. I've submitted over the years one or two captions. For
oh,
this.
You really? You've submitted?
Yes.
Oh, I never have.
Never come close. And then it's gotten to the point where I no longer tell Bethy that I'm submitting them because it's too embarrassing.
Have you ever made the top three?
No. No.
All right. Well, that all changes tonight.
I occasionally have seen friends of mine listed as writers.
As winners.
Well, as finalists.
Wow.
But which makes it even harder.
Yeah.
I can't crack it, baby.
Yeah, well, your punchlines are always too transgressive.
Wait, tell me what that means, and then, I'm going to look that up later.
You know, child molestation.
Yeah.
Rape.
Yeah.
Murder, drug use.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Well, you try to write a funny caption without rape. Here's a challenge.
So we've put up the cartoon that needs the caption.
Okay, so this week what we're going to do is...
On tonight's playlist. Please.
Maybe my problem is I'm working it alone.
Yeah.
Right? It takes a village to write a cartoon
Absolutely.
Caption. So we're going to collectively work on this cartoon, and then I will submit the one or two best submissions. We're at 201-209-9368.
Well, first we want to call your friend, right?
Well, first we want to describe the cartoon and then call my friend. I do have a friend who occasionally submits cartoons to the New Yorker. And
doesn't he work at the New Yorker?
I think he's under contract. I think he's a freelancer.
Oh, okay.
I believe he has a day job, and this is his, he augments his job.
Oh, I see.
But the cartoon this week, the contest is, it's a couple dining out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like an upscale restaurant, right?
Yeah. Right now,
all
they have is coffee.
Right. They're at their table, and the waiter is taking their order, and the waiter has three pigeons on his arm. The waiter is leaning over them, and there are three pigeons on his outstretched arm, and the waiter is taking their order. It seems like the waiter is talking.
Yeah, the waiter is the one who's speaking. Oh, and listener Herb has come up with the perfect Andy Breckman punchline.
I don't even, what's this?
Would the gentleman care to molest one of these birds?
Perfect. Wait, what's wrong with that?
It's a perfect Andy Breckman punchline.
Well, but you mean it has molestation in it?
Well, the New Yorker is never going to pick that because it's
Wait, that's what makes it the perfect Andy Breckman punchline.
Yes.
That is going to fail.
Right.
Oh.
Because it's about molestation, even if it's about bird molestation. So it's about bestiality, really.
My poor little brain. I've got to teach it to turn left. Why does it make that turn every time? I did submit one already this week.
Really? To this one?
Yes. I don't want to tell you
what Oh, that's the one you told me last night. Yeah, I didn't understand it.
I know. Neither did Bethy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm such a loser. My kids are going to starve. I'm supposed to be a professional. Well, listen, I do have a friend. Jose, I worked with him years ago, and I've talked to him twice since then, which makes him my ninth best friend.
Oh, man. Does that mean I get bumped down?
Nope. You're still number one.
Okay, great.
Because I see you every week.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so let's call Jose.
Let's call Jose. He's in L.A. Very funny guy, sweetheart. And he's kindly offered to guide us this week. Oh, did I give you the right number?
Yeah.
Hi, is this Andy?
It is, Jose. Hi. Thanks for helping out. It's my honor to introduce you to my friend, Ken Friedman.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Ken. Hey, hi.
So we have, so you're on the air, unfortunately. Uh-huh. There's no turning back now. There's no... No backsies, as we say in fourth grade. And we're talking about the New Yorker cartoon contest, and I revealed that I've submitted over the years six or seven captions and have never succeeded, never come close. And it's to the point where I no longer tell my wife I'm submitting them because I can't bear. Because when it comes in the mail and she turns to the back page and doesn't see my name, it's just... stings.
Yeah, exactly.
But what is your relationship with the New Yorker, and how did you get started there?
Well, I started submitting New Yorker cartoons the last time that the Writers Guild went on strike back in 2006, 2007. I had some free time on my hands, and I always had this sort of sidelight of drawing and you know writing cartoons. And so I figured out a way to get to Robert Mankoff, who was the New Yorker cartoon editor at the time. And I said, I work as a writer on Conan. I'm just across, you know, down the street. I'd love to participate in these Tuesday live sort of comic cartoon submission meetings that he held every Tuesday. And he said, sure, go down there. And I started submitting. And that's how I got started.
I never do that. Brutal. So you actually submit in person. You're in the room showing exactly. your drawings. And so you're in the room when they pass on them.
Very much so.
Oh, that so that must.
The first batch I took to him, he looked at my drawings and he said, "Jose, we have artists here who work in a naive style, but yours isn't even good enough to be called naive."
Oh.
And I just burst out laughing. And to his credit, you know, he said, "Okay, but you got a good sense of humor. Come back next week." And I started submitting. And so I started becoming a regular at those Tuesday meetings. He did point out certain anatomical impossibilities. It's like a hand doesn't bend this way. And I go, okay, all right, going back and work on my drawing.
But would he reject a cartoon because of a minor flaw like that? Or he would just say rework?
Not necessarily. But I'm going to guess that if you're an established cartoonist, you probably get a different set of tolerances than somebody who just comes in through the door, which is pretty much what I did.
And then a typical batting average. I mean, nobody bats 1,000 or even close to 1,000. Even their established even their established names and their regulars.
Yes. And Andy, this should make you feel better about not getting the caption. I mean, I know you're obviously a pro. You're a bi-belt humorist, but it's 4,000, 5,000 people submitting every week.
Wow.
To the caption contest.
I remember we had Roz Chast on the show one time, and she told us about how she would always call up the secretary and just like try to discern whether her cartoons had made it into that week's issue.
Well, she's wonderful, and she's one of the giants of the cartoon.
Yeah, she's kind of the face. She's almost the face of the magazine at this point. You know,
pretty much.
And so what is now, I know you have a day job and I know you're a very, very funny, talented writer, but so this is like a sideline for you?
Oh, yes, yes. I think there are some staff cartoonists who get a salary and, you know, they have a quota that they have to turn in every week. But then there's the rest of us, the hundreds, if not thousands of people who just submit material every week.
So, Jose, do you have any hints for our listeners in terms of crafting a punchline? Obviously, no cursing, right?
No cursing and no obvious puns. That's probably my biggest.
Did you ever hear? You know,
my biggest piece of advice,
Jose. You know who Jack Handy is? The
of course,
legendary writer. I worked with him a little bit, and he once said something to me. We had a New Yorker magazine in front of us. And he commented that any cartoon that's ever been printed in the New Yorker can be improved if you replace the existing caption with two words, F-U. You know, I won't say the whole word.
Okay.
And ever since he said that to me, I've tried it every week.
You can't look at them the same way.
Never again. He's ruined the New Yorker for me.
That could be the next caption you submit, Andy, to the cartoon contest.
Well, they would throw that out. They wouldn't even consider something with curse words, I guess.
And, right? And Jose, Andy was too embarrassed to ask this yourself, but we just wanted to confirm that we can't make any rape jokes, no child molestation jokes, nothing like that, right? Okay.
No, and
told
no
you.
Sad,
yeah.
No obvious sad things. So no AIDS, no cancer. We had the same.
Well, then
we had the same sort of, if not. Explicit, but implicit understanding when we were writing jokes for Conan, you can't talk about something that's sort of devastating, pet abandonment or something, and then expect to pull it out, you know, of that nosedive in a punchline. So,
well, then what the hell am I doing? What am I doing here then? If that's the protocol, I've got to rethink my whole career at my age. So have you seen the cartoon this week?
Yes, I think so. This is the waiter who has three birds on his forearm, right?
Right, on his arm. He's taking their order.
Yes.
And I've already submitted one that I was very proud of, And then, you know, when you submit these things, it's like buying a lottery ticket. Because for a second,
no question.
For a second, your mind goes to how great it's going to feel when all your friends see the cartoon and see your name. And you can't help but get a little buzz, you know, you fantasize about, finally, my wife will respect me. I'll get my kids will... my kids will finally not be ashamed of me. And then I made the cardinal error. I told my wife what I had just submitted. And she was very polite about it, but clearly didn't get it. And then I thought it was on her. And then I told Ken the punchline I wrote, and he didn't get it either.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Here's the line I wrote. This is embarrassing. But this is the waiter. He has three pigeons on his forearm.
Right.
And he's saying, quote, "You didn't hear this from me, ... but don't order anything with feta cheese."
Oh, gross. Okay.
Because feta cheese looks like bird droppings to me.
Like droppings.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think we could add scatology to the taboos.
So it's not only not funny, it's indecipherable.
Yeah.
It's like it should belong on, I think that punchline should belong on the puzzle page of the New Yorker.
Exactly.
I think cream cheese.
Don't try to salvage my punchline now.
No, cottage.
This is just a pity.
Yeah, cottage cheese looks more like bird poop than feta cheese.
Oh, would that work better? No.
Yeah, cottage cheese, yeah. Okay, Jose, we're going to take calls from our listeners, and then we'll call you back.
If you don't mind us bothering you one more time, a little before 7, we're going to run some of our finalists past you.
I would love to hear them. Yeah.
Oh, you're being very sweet about this, and I owe you big time. I owe you a dinner or anything off the left side of the menu. Anything up to $4.
Okay, thanks, Jose. We'll talk to you again. We'll talk to you again in about half an hour.
Okay, talk soon.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right, so people are writing a lot of punchlines.
Well, we want to hear it, don't we?
Yeah, we want to hear them on the radio.
201-209-9368. You can see the cartoon either at the New Yorker's website or on our website, right, Kenny?
Yeah, it's right on our playlist page. If you go to WFMU.org and look at playlist and comments, And it's a couple sitting at a table. Looks like they have coffee in front of them. And there's a waiter with a towel over his arm, like waiters have, and three pigeons sitting on his arm. And the waiter is the person who's speaking.
Now, suppose I want to be, I'm going to be very careful on the air, but suppose I want to be a little scatological and use a word for excrement, a four-letter word for excrement. How can I say that?
Well, that would have to be poop.
I don't want to say poop. Can I spell the word on the air?
No.
I can't?
No.
Wait, I can't spell a curse word on the air?
Nope.
Can I use a sound-alike word?
No. Not unless you clear it with me ahead of time.
All right, can I say...
Why can't you say poop?
Because it's not funny.
The FCC has never...
Can I say this? Wait, hold on.
Ay, ay, ay.
Hear this.
Okay.
Okay, so here's, so I'm going to say spit. Okay, so here we go. Ready? Brace yourself.
All right.
Oh, you and the FCC. Well, how courageous you are, Ken. You're so scared.
Hey, we were under investigation by the FCC for 5 years.
Please, Mr. FCC, please give me a break. It was my friend Andy. He did it. Here's his address. Here's where he lives. Mr. FCC, my quick impression of Ken. I don't usually do impressions, but that's my impression of you.
That was pretty uncanny.
Yeah, thanks. I wonder why I'm not invited to more parties. Okay, so here's my...
Ish. That's what you say. It's ish.
Bird, really?
Yeah, birdish.
But
yeah,
people know...
That's really the acceptable euphemism. Because in rap records, whenever that word is used, it gets reversed digitally, and it turns into ish.
Okay, so here I go, ish. Okay, so the waiter says, the waiter has these pigeons on his arm, and the waiter says, let me phrase this a little bit. May I recommend the house salad? It doesn't have much birdish in it.
Yeah, except that Jose said that you can't make scatological jokes.
Well, maybe I'm going to push the New Yorker into new territory.
Well, we have a full phone bank. Let's see what people have to say.
Hey, Ken, you know what the first prize is if we win?
What?
A year subscription to the New Yorker.
Oh, really? That's what you're going to get them?
Imagine you and me, okay?
Yeah.
With access to the New Yorker every week. How great would we be? We'd be sophisticated. We'd be well-informed. Imagine this show, Ken, and then add the New Yorker.
Well,
isn't that amazing? We'd be unstoppable.
Joe Magasco used to get it every week, and I would get a chance to look at it every single week. And I would frequently read the articles. I would always read every single cartoon.
Oh, I'm going to make a note. I should read the articles. Yeah. That's what I should do when I get it. I just read the poetry.
Hmm. Oh, really?
That's a joke.
No, who's your... Yeah, okay.
Okay, so let's go to the phones.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
You love the show. You love the show.
We love the show. Can't believe it got through.
Can't believe you got through, brother.
Oh, thanks.
Listen, so, okay, here it is. How do you like your eggs?
How do you like your eggs?
How do you like your eggs? There you go, because he has birds on
pigeons,
them.
Pigeons, yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Do you think we could top that?
I think we'll be able to top it.
I'd say we can't. Why don't we end the show now?
We have 35 minutes to go.
Why don't we play a little Inagata DeVita?
No, I think we can.
And head home.
I think we can top it.
We can top that?
Yeah.
Okay. The cottage cheese with cottage cheese.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you love the show.
I can't believe I got through.
Yeah. We're looking for a caption to this week's
cartoon. It's Sam the Appraiser.
Oh, hey, Sam.
It's Sam the Appraiser.
Oh, now we're in good hands. Listen to this, Ken. Get ready to laugh.
I got one. So,
okay.
Our special today is a 3-egg omelet.
Our special today, that's great. I think he's improved slightly on how do you like your eggs.
Uh-huh.
Our special today is a 3-egg omelet. Perfect. Because the waiter has 3 eggs.
Three pigeons, yeah.
3 pigeons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those pigeon eggs.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Sam.
I'm not sure we've hit our stride yet.
How about my name is Frederick, and I'll be your ornithologist this evening.
Okay. Maybe you don't. All you need really is my name is Frederick. That's a funny name.
Okay.
The ornithologist just icing on the cake.
Hi, you're on.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait.
Yeah, yeah.
Something I just said.
What?
Something I just said kind of clicked.
Icing on the cake.
Yes, hold on. How about this?
Yeah.
You didn't hear this from me.
Okay.
I wouldn't order any vanilla icing on the cake.
That's better than the feta cheese.
I'll be your ornithologist. That's better. Hold on. I'm writing this down.
No, it's okay. I'm not eligible to win.
Why not?
I'm sure we can beat that.
Because you're a professional comedy writer? Well, it doesn't matter. We can't submit that one anyway. Because who can spell ornithologist? Not me.
Oh, here, 3iBeat wrote, "Do you like my little friends?" But how about the Al Pacino thing? Say hello to my little friends. Never mind. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
How about this? Never mind
you
the
know
pigeons.
Who this is. Next time, don't try ordering in French.
Oh, that's good.
That's not bad.
Wait, there you go. Actually.
Yeah, next time order in English.
No, Ken, you're watering down his punchline.
Next time, immigrate legally.
Don't try ordering in French.
Damn wetbacks.
How about never mind the pigeons? Jeff Beck is dead.
Can I back out of this gracefully?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Thanks, my buddy.
It'd be great. Great to make it kind of relevant.
What did he say?
Next time, don't order in French.
Right.
Don't try ordering in French. I got to tell you, that's, I think, my favorite one.
Yeah, that's probably the best one so far.
Yeah, because it's what they call funny.
Yes. I've heard that humor is an asset, and you have to avoid rape and child molestation. And
that's the secret. That's the secret.
Murder.
To professional comedy writing.
Abandonment, anything really dark like that. What else did Jose say? Oh, no puns either. No puns. No, you know, no scatological humor.
I was surprised to hear him say no puns because I believe many winning captions have been plays on words. Yeah.
Puns?
Yeah.
Oof.
Or at least it's not unprecedented. I believe I've seen it. Hey, it's great to hear the word unprecedented use.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. This Hi, you're on. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for helping us.
So my recommendation for the cartoon would be, a little bird told me, don't try the egg drop soup.
Ooh.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, there you go. The egg drop soup.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Can I?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I combine that
with? Okay. You didn't hear it from me.
Hold on. You didn't hear it from me. May I steal part of your line? And wait.
Of course. Then,
okay. You didn't hear it from me.
And what's your name?
Nina.
Hi, Nia.
Mia, would you do you sometimes fantasize about being a girl in modern day Afghanistan?
Definitely not.
No school, hey, Nina. No school. No work.
No, lots of work. Endless work.
Well, good work. Fun work.
Like no, not work. Fun work.
Toiling in the fields. Satisfying.
Nah.
Sexually servicing your
men? I don't think so.
Your man. Well, yeah. I mean, when it's your night to sexually service him. I think they pick a number or something. Okay, you didn't hear it from me. Don't order the egg drop soup. No, the bird. Wait.
Yeah, egg drop soup.
Yeah, that's it.
Except that is scatological. And,
no, it's great. It has the word drop in it, that's true, but that's just perfect.
But egg drop soup is a real thing.
It is, yeah.
I'm not a foodie, but I should have thought of it myself.
Yeah, that was your problem with the feta cheese joke, is the fact that you're not a foodie.
Okay, I like that one. I like next time, don't try ordering in French.
Hey, thanks, Mia.
Thanks, Mia.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
And now you're going to see how professional comedy writers work. That was mostly Mia's idea, right? Wouldn't you say 90%?
Yeah, yeah.
But now she's hung up. Am I right?
Yep, she's hung up now.
The instant she hung up, it became my idea.
No, it's partly Mia's idea.
No, she's gone, baby.
I'd say it's a collaboration.
Welcome to my writer's room.
You and Mia.
Yeah, you would say that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. So the second the person who thought of it leaves
the room.
Leaves the writer's room.
It becomes your idea.
It becomes your idea.
Or it dies.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. We're trying to write a caption for this week's New Yorker cartoon caption contest. The cartoon we're trying to write a caption for is on the playlist page. You can go to WFMU.org.
It's a waiter taking a couple's order, and he has three pigeons on his forearm. We're at 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. My suggestion would be, did you like the chicken?
Did you like the chicken?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Cool.
Thanks very much.
Chicken's a funny word, right?
Yeah, chicken's great. Did you like the chicken? Okay, is she hung up now?
Yeah, she's gone.
I didn't like that one.
Oh, why did you tell her?
Well, she was on the phone. You got to be polite.
Yeah.
So you got to make her feel good.
We're playing by Hollywood rules tonight.
Strict Hollywood rules.
Yeah.
When they're in the room, you love the idea.
Yeah. The second.
As soon as they leave the room.
You either steal the idea.
Yeah.
Or you trash it.
Did you ever hear the story of Jerry Lewis? He left a tape recorder in a briefcase.
No.
He put a tape recorder in a briefcase. He left it running. And then he'd go to his pitch meetings, he'd go to his meetings in Hollywood, and then he'd, quote, forget his briefcase. He'd leave it behind.
Wow, what a brilliant thing.
Yeah, that's a famous story.
And then, like, are there actually...
And then he'd come back 20 minutes later and say, I think I forgot my briefcase. And he'd be able to hear them.
Wow. Brilliant.
Yeah. No, I don't have to do that. I know why they hate my ideas.
Yeah. So is that how he came up with the Nutty Professor?
It may be.
He went back and heard all the great constructive feedback that the studio executives had for the Nutty Professor.
It's how he knew that the day the clown died wasn't going to fly. Wasn't going to get the wide release he had hoped it would get.
Yeah. The day the clown died.
I have a copy of that.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you want to show it at Monty Hall?
Oh, I didn't even think copies existed.
Yeah, I have a copy.
Wow, a full copy.
Yeah.
I knew that Harry Shearer famously had one. Wow, so you got one. I would love to see that.
No, you wouldn't.
Is it that bad? You've seen it?
I've seen a few minutes of it.
It's really bad.
Yeah, you don't want to. Well, you don't know. Well, why would you just want to hate watch it? Like, just sit through it. And
well, I kind of hate Jerry Lewis.
Why would you hate Jerry Lewis?
Oh, just from the telethon. That was my main exposure to Jerry Lewis.
You would turn it on every year to hate him?
I know. No, he was just always there.
Yeah, he was always there. That's what we had against Jerry Lewis. Why'd you hate Jerry Lewis, Ken? Oh, he was always there.
I liked him in The King of Comedy, though.
And Artists and Models, you ever see that with Dean Martin?
Nope.
I'm told, it was before my time, I'm told he and Dean Martin were the funniest duo. They were the Andy and Ken of their day.
I've actually heard some really blue outtakes from them. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
I do have to say that. Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, glad I got through.
Me too.
You love the show.
Oh, I love it.
Hey, that means the world to us, doesn't it, Kenny?
Yes, absolutely.
You're the fish we wanted to catch. And now, do you have a
catchphrase? I think I got my catchphrase. Or not catchphrase.
Your caption.
I don't know what you call the caption.
Yeah, go ahead.
They were fired from their last job for excessive tweeting.
Oh, excessive tweeting. Because people are tweeting now on the job.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Hold on. Well, we were warned about...
It's kind of like a pun, though.
We were warned about puns, but I've seen puns work on this page.
Really?
Okay, they were fired. Now, why were they... Wait, is that the best way to get to tweeting? They were fired from their last job.
Originally, I was going to use the phrase, they're on corrective action, but...
Excessive tweeting.
I wanted it to sound intellectual because it's the New Yorker.
Yeah, but. You got to use the word tweeting somehow.
Well, we'll run it past our semi-professional friend, Jose.
All right, thanks. That's a good one.
See you.
Did you really like that one?
Yeah.
You did?
Except that I think it could, I agree with you. It could be funnier.
Yeah.
Listener Dale.
That's really my only concern about that one. It's not very funny.
Right. Listener Dale suggests... I'm sorry, Thursday is BYOP night.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, is that Dale from London?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hold on. Thursday is BYOP night. Okay. We're at 201-209-9368. Which one? Do you have a favorite so far?
I've forgotten. You're the one keeping track.
Well, we like the egg drop soup. We like the don't try ordering
it
French. Right,
yeah. There's so many ideas coming up on the chat board. Sorry, I'm trying to read them all.
According to our friend, New Yorker gets 4,000.
Wow. The phone number here is 201-209-9368 if you'd like to suggest a caption for this week's New Yorker cartoon
Jose told me what he gets paid for when he has a cartoon printed in the New Yorker.
How much does he get paid?
He's a freelancer.
Yeah.
He's not under contract.
Yeah.
Why don't you guess? I'll give you a hint.
It's not much.
It's between $1,500 and $3,000.
$2,000.
No, nope, the answer is $700.
But you just said it was between $1,500 and $3,000.
Yeah, I said I'd give you a hint. A hint.
No, but that wasn't
You know what a hint is? A hint is a clue that may or may not be misleading.
But not a false clue.
Yeah, it may be misleading. It's a hint.
No.
Why, what do you think a hint is?
A hint is something that might lead you to the answer that is not incorrect.
What? No, it's a hint. It means it's like you're pranking someone, you're punking someone.
Yeah, okay. We'll have to agree to disagree.
Huh, okay.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, it's you.
It is me. Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe I got through. I love the show.
It's a hint. It's a hint.
So I put my suggestion in the chat.
Wait, I'm still laughing about something I said.
Okay, what's your suggestion?
There's nothing sadder. I just think I'm so funny. I am such a big fan of me. Wait, is this guy talking?
All our menu items are parked to table.
Hold on.
What is that?
All our menu items.
All of our menu items are parked to table.
Oh, instead of...
Farm to table.
Instead of farm to table.
Yeah, it's a kind of a foodie joke. Parked
to
table.
Or parked
to table. Yeah, not bad.
I like that.
Thank you. I love you, Andy. Farewell.
I love you too.
I love him more.
You know who else loves Andy? Me.
Who?
I think I'm a big fan of Andy's.
Here's a good one. UWS Joe, some restaurants have rats.
Oh, okay.
I like that one.
Yeah, he's bragging that they
have
pigeons.
Yeah, we don't have rats. We have pigeons. And then Frederick suggests, it's bring your pigeons to work day. That one made you laugh.
It did. Good.
Chipaka, sadly, they are not all original Yardbirds. We lost Jeff Beck. That would be good if we could get it out today, now.
I can't talk about the pigeons right now. Jeff Beck died.
Hi, you're on the air.
At this restaurant, pigeons are on the house.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Sam.
Okay. Sure. Thank you. I'm writing that down.
Yeah.
I told Sam I'm writing that one down.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Margarita.
Hi, Margarita.
Hi. You love the show.
Of course I do.
Oh, thank you, Margarita. That means the world to us, doesn't it, Kenny?
It does.
Yeah.
Always great to hear from Margarita.
My caption is, these are the today's specials.
There you go.
These are today's specials.
He's offering the pigeons as today's special.
Yeah.
Oh, Margarita, you're the greatest.
Thank you, Margarita.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure. It was fun.
Call again.
Bye, guys.
But call again, but next week. These are today's specials.
Here's a lot of people are taking Jack Handy's advice.
Yeah.
The chief, his suggestion for the caption is, who farted? And Vanessa says, hi, my name is Mark, and I'll be your server tonight. Before I tell you about the specials, I'd like to tell you about global warming.
Comedy is hard.
Yeah.
Ken
from Hyde Park suggests they're my emotional support pigeons.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Because you've heard of emotional support dogs.
Of course. Emotional support everything.
Yeah.
The New Yorker would never pick that one as a winner.
Tell me why.
Because it's making fun of people who need emotional support animals. So they would,
There's that. Also the fact that it's not funny.
Yeah.
Is this our show then? This is all we're doing?
Yes, this is it. This is what we're doing, and we have to call back Jose.
Well, we don't have. Do we have even three good finalists to run past them?
You're the one keeping a list. You need more paper?
Yeah, I guess I should.
Here's some more paper.
If I was a woman in Afghanistan, I wouldn't have to write all this down.
Ooh, here's a good one, except it's a pun.
Oh.
Dean suggests, you asked for separate bills. This is the best we can do.
Oh, because it's bills.
Beaks.
Yeah. You asked for separate bills.
Does a bird have a bill? I guess so, right?
It's
not a beak.
Well, you can't say beaks because that loses the whole point.
Right, I know. But what is a bill?
A bill is the same as a beak.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
JK.
You're the...
A bill's not the same as a beak. No, I take the JK back. Your bill is the same as a beak. JK, no, not JK. I'm JK. Do you know what JK means?
I do. Yeah.
Don't you hate it? Don't you hate it?
I never really thought about it.
Don't you hate it when somebody says I love you and then you hear them mumble JK?
That's never happened to me.
Well, it happens all the time.
Who says I love you and then mumbles JK?
A day doesn't go by, Ken. Today it was my barber.
Really?
Yeah. Thanks for coming in, Andy. It's always great to see you. It's always a pleasure. Love you. JK.
All right. McGroovy wrote, which one don't you want to eat?
Why does that make me laugh? Hold on. Which one don't you want to eat?
Yeah.
Come on. I think that's great.
Shall we kill them humanely or unhumanely? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I got one suggestion.
All right.
They're in training. At least they show up on time.
They're pigeons.
They're in training. At least they show up on time.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Because you know how hard it is to find good help these days, right?
Right.
But these pigeons show up on time. Hold on. At least. Oh, I don't think we have a winner. Wait. I think the French. I think ordering in French is the closest we've come. Hold on.
And what is that one again?
Next time, comma, don't try ordering in French.
Yeah.
See, they didn't know what they were ordering, and they mistakenly ordered the pigeons.
Right, right.
I think that's come. I think.
Wazo.
From that caption, you can see funny.
Yeah, French.
It may not be funny on its own, but you could see funny if you stand on that caption.
I don't know the French word for pigeon, but birds is wazo.
Okay, you're now overthinking it, Ken.
Yeah. No, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you love the show. You can't believe you got through.
Hi, you're on the air.
Pardon me, would you care for some gray poupon?
That's kind of a foodie joke, also kind of scatological.
Well, it's kind of a throwback also. That used to be the catchphrase.
For what?
For gray poupon. That was on their commercials. They had an aristocrat ordering gray poupon.
Yeah. See, you can't joke about thinking about a dessert cart, but that would make no sense because they're just having coffee. I'm overthinking it again.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
My favorite parts of the show every week is when I tune out for a minute.
Yeah. Where do you go?
Hey there, boys. It's me. How are you?
It's Aaron in Minneapolis.
Oh, hey, Aaron. We were hoping you'd join us.
So this is from my friend Chris.
Okay.
I agree with the lady. Fluve asterisk is asterisk for little sissy boys.
Oh, I missed it. Can you? I agree with the lady, and then I missed after that. If you can repeat that one.
I agree with the lady. Fluve is for little sissy boys.
Food is for little sissy boys. Food? Food is for little sissy boys?
Do you quite get where he's going
no,
with it?
No, I don't quite get it.
I agree with the lady. Flute is for little sissy boys.
It's hard to make out whether it's food or...
Well, what else could it be?
Yeah, it'd have to be food.
Food is for little sissy boys. Let's try it.
Okay. Maybe, thanks, Aaron.
Ken, the fact that neither you nor I get it can't disqualify it.
Cosmic Matrix suggests I'm not wearing any underwear. That's great.
I like that.
Yeah. Patty and Mattawan, here's a good one. Here are some birds for you to eat. I think that one made me laugh more than any others.
Because it's anti-humor.
Yeah, that's real anti-comedy.
Yeah. That's where we live.
Yep. Let's see.
Okay, you asked for separate bills. Which
one? Oh, ducks have bills. Yes, pigeons have beaks. Ducks have bills. Thank you, D-Day.
Well,
hi, you're on the air.
You learn something new every day.
Hi.
I'm so excited to get on.
Yeah, who's
this? Thanks for taking my call. This is Myra.
Hi, Myra.
Hi, Myra. You love the show.
Absolutely.
And have you seen the cartoon?
Yes.
We can't wait. This is going to be great. I have a good feeling about this one, Ken.
Yep.
Okay.
Get ready. Well, let me warn our listeners. If you're operating heavy machinery, you should stop. You should pull over right now to the side of the road.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Myra's about to unleash her cartoon caption.
Myra's caused a lot of accidents.
Yep. If you're drinking anything, if you're drinking fluid, stop what you're drinking. Or lean over to the bathtub. It's all coming out of your nose. Go ahead, Myra.
And of course, you'll be ordering the fries.
You get it, Ken?
No, I don't get it.
Myra, let's not explain it to Ken. You and I get it. Only it, Myra and I get that one.
Is it a foodie joke?
It's a pigeons love fries joke.
Oh, yes, right. That's right. Pigeons love fries.
It's like an extortionist thing.
Right,
you know?
Birds love fries.
You'll be ordering the fries, .. or else.
Oh, I got that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you understand, Ken?
I do.
Do you understand? He's almost threatening them.
Right.
Yes.
Right. If you don't order the fries, he's going to release the pigeons. He's going to sick
exactly.
them on.
Like they're here for a reason, and
yeah.
you're delivering.
The pigeons are there to push the fries.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Apparently the cook or the chef made too many fries.
Got it.
No, it's just that they're addicted to fries, and if you have fries, they're coming for you.
Yeah, birds like fries, like seagulls.
But what would you do, Ken, if you owned a restaurant and the chef made too many fries?
Yeah.
What would you do?
I'd probably take it to a food kitchen.
I would send all my wait staff out with 3 or 4 pigeons on their forearms.
That's what you would do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, a surplus of fries need to be dealt with.
Oh, Ken.
Okay.
Oh, Ken.
It's thanks, like, Myra.
It's like you've never been to a restaurant in your
have
life.
Have a good
Hey, Bill Graff might be onto something here. He suggests, my three friends here will translate tonight's menu that's in pidgin English.
Yeah, I'm writing that down. I'm writing
something
it down.
About pidgin English.
Something.
Yeah.
Oh, Ken. Oh, Ken. Woe is me. Hey, do you like my sexy, gravelly, low voice?
Yeah, pretty cool. You must be chugging the expectorant.
I've got this stupid low-grade phlegmy thing going.
Oh, this is a long one here. Sorry for your displeasure over your orders. We'll have them redone shortly. While you wait, the manager would like to compensate you with some entertainment courtesy of our in-house band. Trust me, you'll love them. They perform an amazing rendition of Love in Bloom.
And then the only thing I would add is the 4 words at the end. Jeff Beck is dead. Just to
and
make
Sam's
it relevant.
Sam's suggesting, don't try ordering in French. Order in pidgin English. Maybe you shouldn't have ordered in pidgin English?
Why would they have ordered in pidgin English?
Winner, winner, pidgin dinner. I like that one.
Winner, winner.
Winner, winner, pidgin dinner.
It makes no sense. It makes no sense.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. 201-209-9368. We're going to call Jose, who does write cartoons for The New Yorker and run the best three by him in just a minute or two.
Well, do you have three favorites?
No, I trust you. You're the comedy professional.
Oh, dear God.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi there. We didn't
like
the entree, but...
Oh, you're breaking up bad. I'm going to have to bail.
That's too bad. I had a good feeling about that call.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Thanks
How's
for calling.
How's it going?
Doing fine. You love the show.
It's true. Sometimes.
Yeah, exactly how I feel.
Okay, I have a few ideas.
Okay.
Okay, they're more economical than hiring a cleaning service.
Okay.
They're more economical than hiring a whole cleaning service. They'll clean the restaurant, and they'll clean all the crumbs off your table.
Well, so that leads me to my next one, okay. Which was, we're strict enforcers of the Clean Plate Club.
Oh, there's something there. Hold on, I'm writing that down. We're strict enforcers.
Also, I feel like they kind of look like a different type of bird, like parakeets or something.
Yeah, they look like pigeons to me.
Okay, well, we'll stick with crumbs then.
Hey, why don't
crumbs
we? Is there something to? Is there something to? The owner doesn't like crumbs left on the table.
Yeah, maybe.
Is there some? Oh, shut up! Oh, that's a pity. Maybe. Oh, that makes me so mad. Yeah, maybe. Oh, screw you.
Yeah, I'm mad too.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
How dismissive of that.
I'm sorry, both of you.
I see. Wait, the owner hates. The owner doesn't like. The owner hates
Jet Boy suggests the nests are extra.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Ken from Hyde Park, they suggest a beef entree. Oh, here's a classic. We all die alone. What's that from? There's like somebody has used that in a cartoon caption. We all die alone.
Well, there's a famous New Yorker caption where the husband comes home.
Right.
The wife is ironing. The apartment's a mess. And the husband says, I heard a bit of good news today. We shall pass this way but once. Now, who wrote that one? Maybe Jose will know. Hey, let's call Jose back.
Okay, pick the diseased pigeon and dessert is free.
Okay, let's call Jose. Okay. Let's wind this up mercifully. Yes. Hold on.
You got to pick the three best.
I think I have a couple.
And we're almost out of time, so we okay. Really got to do this fast.
I will, okay. Hey, maybe he's been listening.
Oh, God forbid.
He asked me how to tune in the station, and I couldn't tell him. I couldn't remember the number.
Yeah.
What is the number?
The number.
Yeah.
He's
on the dial.
He's in L.A.
Oh, okay. That wouldn't have helped him.
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, hey, Jose. Thanks again for helping out. Have you been listening?
Sure.
Have you been listening by any chance?
I haven't not.
No. Oh, I've you are so lucky.
Radio.
You are so lucky. Well played. You didn't miss anything. Okay, so you remember the cartoon. Can we run a few captions past you?
Yes, I actually have the cartoon image right in front of me.
Okay, perfect.
Waiter, he's got three pigeons standing over the towel that he's got on his forearm and
perfect.
Talking to the two diners.
Okay, well, we did receive a number of calls, and we were legally obligated to answer them and be polite. and here are some that Ken and I like. Okay. I think this one has possibilities. Next time, comma, don't try ordering in French.
Next time, don't try ordering in French.
They mangled the French and they ordered three pigeons.
Very good, very good.
But it had to be explained to you.
Yeah, he did not laugh.
Yes, I got it, yes.
Okay, here's another one.
He brought what they ordered. Yes.
Yes. Okay. This is a variation of one that I tried to pitch. You know how you tweak your captions and jokes?
Sure.
You didn't hear it from me, comma. Don't order the egg drop soup.
Yay.
No, shut up.
Yes,
oh,
clearer,
please.
Clearer.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's clear, yes.
You and Ken, just pity.
And Jose, you don't think that's too scatological?
Absolutely, it's too scatological.
That's a pity. Did you hear that? Yay!
You know what?
That's a pity.
I say, dust off the time machine and give it to the National Lampoon.
Yeah,
it had that sensibility.
Oh, okay. That's actually good advice. Okay, another one. All of our menu is all of our menu items are park to table.
Yes, good. The Frank Cotham, caption contest that was a chef dragging a garbage pail toward the diners, and the waiter is saying all of our food is curb to table.
So that's bumping. Well, yeah, exactly. It doesn't compare. It's not as funny. But here's some. Here's another one. Some restaurants have rats.
Okay.
He's bragging. At least we don't have rats, he's saying.
Right.
Okay. We're strict enforcers of the Clean Your Plate Club.
Good, sure.
Oh, sure. Please. Oh, we can't. We're a million miles away from anything. Which one?
Oh, I'm not. I'm going sure because I'm just grateful that I got it.
But you and I both know. You and I both know, Jose, if we were in a writer's room right now, the head writer would be saying, okay, we're going to be working through dinner tonight.
You know, we're not.
Yeah, we're not going home tonight. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We only have a minute to go.
Okay. There's a couple more.
All right.
Okay. So three pigeons on his arm, right? The waiter says, "Which one don't you want to eat?"
All right. Good. Okay.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have any? Am I missing anything, Kenny?
You're the one who's been keeping the list. But
I'm sorry.
We are out of time, though. Thank you for your help, Jose.
Wait, Jose, is there anything that came close? No.
No, I think just looking at it, I recommend the crumb cake. But again, you know, you got to be there.
Oh, I recommend the crumb cake is not. Oh, that's probably.
But that's from Jose.
I know that. Well, that's why he's the pro.
We still have to order dinner. We'll still need the menu.
No, Jose, you just showed us how it's done.
All right. Thank you, Jose. We have to go. All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye. And we want to thank Jose Arroyo.
Thank you, Jose. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you, everybody, for the great suggestions. And Andy, you're going to submit some of these, right? You must.
Will I?
You must.
Okay, I'll take them home. I'll submit them tonight.
Okay.
And then we'll know. We'll know next week.
Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
TV, playing for all to see why I'm calling her back with me. Now I know.